Hey everybody, welcome to Mosaic House Church online campus. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, we are glad you're here, and we want to know that you are here, and you want us to know that you are here too. So please click the Connect Card button, and for so doing, we want to make a contribution in your name to a local charity. And this time, your contribution will be given to Hope Mission, which is all about providing for the needs of the homeless and those who are in a great dire situation. So please click the Connect Card button so that we may make a contribution in your name. Today, our service celebration will be much shorter and simpler, and that's because we are completing our church season. And traditionally and ordinarily, we as a church family, we would go to a camp out and have a great weekend celebration. But because of the pandemic, we can't do that. But instead, we are doing something fun and safe in town. We call it Mosaic House Amazing Race. So that race starts at 11. So please be prepared. As soon as you're done with this, join us at East Campus in Edmonton, if you are willing and able. Okay? Now, today is the last Sunday of the month, and as such, we get to celebrate the Lord's Supper. It's a double portion of God's grace. And therefore, I want to encourage you to prepare your communion elements, the bread and the juice, which we will partake together towards the end of the service. Following this week, we're going to kick off a brand new message series starting next week, and we're going to call it George Floyd and Jesus. And the subtitle is Give Voice to the Voiceless. George Floyd represents all the people who are voiceless and faceless. And we believe that this is timely, this is important, and good to the Holy Spirit and to us to engage in God's Word, Scripture, as to how we may give voice to the voiceless. Now, would you join me in prayer? Father in heaven, our God and Lord, open our eyes as we open your Scripture because we want to see Jesus. Open our ears as we open your Scripture because we want to hear Jesus. And open our hearts and minds so that we may encounter the living Christ in us. And lastly, open our hands that we may serve Jesus and your city and your world in our days. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. The scripture reading we're going to finish our series on the book of Philippians is from chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Friends, hear the word of the Lord. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. 3 points, three movements. What this passage does not mean, number one, number two, what it does mean, and lastly, what is our application? How should we respond to God's grace through Jesus Christ? Number one, what this passage is not about. This is one of the Bible passages where it is often misunderstood, misinterpreted, and misapplied. And that's because of the pronounced keywords and imagery. Because the Apostle Paul repeats, does he not? He keeps saying, press on, press on, press on toward the goal to win the prize, right? So it sounds, on the surface at least, it sounds like we are competing in a race. He's calling us to run the race and finish the race and obtain the goal. So it sounds like it is up to us to obtain salvation. It sounds like salvation is up to us. But this is not what it means. I'll give you two reasons and two evidences. Number one, in the same book, in the book of Philippians, the Apostle Paul writes in chapter 1 of verse 6, he says this, and this is a profound, profound statement. He says, verse 6, being confident of this, that he, and that is God, he who began a good work in you, will carry it unto completion unto the day of Christ Jesus. What is he being confident of? And he answers that question by saying, the gospel of Jesus Christ, is it's not up to you. It's not what you have to do. It's not what you have to perform. It's not based on your running the race as if that were up to you. But instead, the confidence comes from the fact that Christ has run the race. Christ has obtained the goal. He has achieved the prize. And he's giving it to you. And that's why he goes on to say, he who began a good work in you, Jesus Christ, will carry it unto completion, unto the day of our Lord. So God is responsible. God is powerful to give you this grace and gift, namely salvation in Jesus Christ. So the passage does not mean we are running the race to win the goal and the prize for ourselves. Second evidence, the whole gospel. The Apostle Paul and the whole New Testament, time after time, proclaims this good news. God loves you when you were not lovable. God accepts you when we were not acceptable. But since Christ has done the work of righteousness, he has obtained the goal for us, salvation, being adopted into the family of God. He has run the race, he has obtained the goal, and he is giving that grace and gift to you and me. And that's why this passage does not mean run the race to obtain your own salvation. Number two, therefore, then what does it mean? What does the Apostle Paul mean when he says, run the race, obtain the prize, and win the prize, right? The clue is found in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Let me read it to you. Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Please note, he does not say work for your salvation, does he? Instead, he says what? Work out your salvation. Salvation is a gift. Being a child of God is a gift. Christ has done it for you and for me. He has obtained the prize. Okay? But he does say, the Apostle Paul says, work out your salvation. This is a commandment, imperative, and you must do it. Continue. Keep doing it. How do we work out our salvation? And that is what this passage is all about. Having received the gift of grace, having received the prize, the goal from Jesus Christ, then how do we work out our salvation? How do we respond to that? How do we apply that grace and gift in our lives? And that's what it means, okay? And he goes on to say, therefore, winning the goal, finishing the race, that's a gift. So here's my theme and goal. Here is the good news. Are you ready? Jesus Christ has run the race, he finished the competition, and he has obtained the goal and the prize, and he's giving it to you. And therefore, we respond to him. We work out our salvation. We apply his grace in our lives, and we do so with zeal and passion. Now, the key phrase, key word is press on. He repeats that twice. Press on. Continue on. Now, in the Greek word in which this book was written, that word is dioko, which means like a hunter pursuing after a catch. He is pressing on. He is singularly focused. It can also mean to hunt down in a negative sense. Now, this is why in the same book, in the book of Philippians, the Apostle Paul says in chapter 2, chapter 3, verse 6, he says, I zealously persecuted the church. That word persecute, it's the same Greek word, dioko. Isn't that interesting? So both pursuing, pressing on for the goal, and persecuting the church, it's the same Greek word. And that's because the Apostle Paul is using it both positively, as in press on, but also negatively in terms of persecuting the church. What is common is this. There is focus. There is zeal. And there is singularly minded intentionality. He's saying, put your heart into it. Press on and keep pressing on zealously with passion. And that's how we work out our salvation. Applying the grace of Christ cannot happen when we are half-hearted. Following Jesus requires, demands all of our might, our strength, and our soul. That's right. And that's what the Apostle Paul is saying. Press on. Keep at it. Don't give up. Like, and here's a vivid imagery, like a runner running in a race, like a hunter pursuing a catch, like an athlete training for the race, put your heart into it. Put your might into it. Be focused about it and don't give up. Now, third, so how do we apply this? How should we respond to working out our salvation? The Apostle Paul gives a good example in another letter, which he sent to his disciple, his protege, Timothy. In 2 Timothy verse 4, chapter 4, verse 7, he writes, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. Do you see his passion? Do you feel his zeal? He's saying, I have received the grace of Christ. He has given me salvation. And now for the rest of my life, I worked out, not worked for, I worked out my salvation in fear and trembling. And now I can say, I have kept the faith, I have run the race, and I fought the good fight. And now I receive the crown of righteousness. What Christ has done for me, it is fully completed, and now I get to be with Jesus Christ. It's receiving the crown and reveling in the joy of the victory that Christ is giving to the Apostle Paul. And therefore, for you and me, here's our response. Here's our application. Friends, here is how we work out our salvation. Number one, in the book of Philippians, the main theme is rejoice, right? Joy in the Lord. You are joy-filled. You are joy-filled because joy is not like happiness. It does not depend on circumstances. It does not depend on what is happening around you. Joy comes from what Christ has done, that he has done the good works of righteousness, and he has run, finished the race, and he's giving our crown. So that is joy. So therefore, we press on to keep the joy. We press on to let the joy work out in our lives. We press on to give joy to others. Now, second, we also work out our salvation by living out the values of disciples of Jesus Christ. Scripture, prayer, community, generosity, sent out, and movement. In Scripture, we get to know Jesus, so we press on, devoting ourselves to God's Word daily. Let the Word of God dwell in you richly. We press on with Scripture. Prayer. We get to meet Jesus. In prayer, we're not getting things from God. We are getting God in prayer. And therefore, in prayer, we encounter Jesus. So we press on with our discipline and training of praying daily for ourselves, for our city, for our loved ones, and for God's world. Scripture, prayer, community. In community, that's a value of disciples of Jesus Christ. Jesus wants us to belong with God's people, not just believe in him, but to belong with God's people. So in community, we belong together. We do life together. And for Mosaic House Church, we devote ourselves to house churches. We gather together to eat, to do life together, to pray together, to do all these values together, because in community, that's where we work out our salvation. Generosity. We get to show Jesus with our time, talents, and treasure to our neighbors and to the people around us. We get to show how rich and generous Jesus is to all of us. So let us invest our time and talents and treasure to further the good news, the kingdom of Jesus Christ, sent out to go with Jesus. Jesus is loose. He's going. He's not staying here. He's going into our city, into our neighborhood, into our work settings. And therefore, we go with Jesus and we represent Jesus to everyone. We tell them that Christ is alive. And in Jesus, there is much joy. And lastly, movement to multiply Jesus. We are disciples of Jesus who make disciples, who make disciples, who make disciples, who make disciples. Christ is all about movement. He wants us to multiply Jesus in his world. So friends, let's conclude. Having received the crown of righteousness, having received the goal and the prize, because Christ ran the race, he fought the fight, and he kept the faith, and now, therefore, with zeal and passion, we press on, singularly, focused, with passion and zeal. Let's serve our Jesus Christ. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ, your Son, who is our crown. Yes, Lord, Jesus is our crown. Thank you for Christ, who is our joy. Yes, he is our joy, and he is goal. He has taken hold of us so that we may take hold of that which Christ took hold of us. Amen, amen, amen. So we have received Christ already. Thank you. Help us to run the race now and press on with our devotion to him. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen.